Welcome to the Latchkey Sibs, the podcast that challenges three siblings to take a look at our childhood movie cabinet and one film at a time, criticize or defend the viewing choices we made as kids. I'm your host and the oldest, Holland.
I'm Gray and I'm the youngest.
I'm Allegra and that's disgusting!
Whoops, I'm here. The old lady in the bathroom when they're peeing in the sink.
Oh my fucking god, this movie.
That's disgusting.
You didn't want to go for want to learn Chinese?
There was also, I couldn't remember what the actual quote was, but I did say she's submissive and breedable. I don't know. Whoa. She's a breeder.
Oh, she's a breeder. Oh lord. If I feel like all of these quotes out of context would not lead you to believe that we watched the movie Are We There Yet?
Oh my god.
But before
guys.
We get into the movie, I'll tell you what we do here every week. So every week one of us has to present a movie to be critiqued while the other two score it based on five specific categories. Each week's score will be added up and at the end of the season, the sibling with the most points wins. Well, the loser will be forced to do some sort of punishment. And yes, this week we watched Are We There Yet? Unfortunately for me.
Unfortunately for everyone.
That's true.
Gray, when did you watch this movie? Today?
Yesterday. Okay. Oh man, dude. It was such a bummer to watch. One of the first notes I put was, being high does not help.
Not much.
It does not help.
Not that much.
It was not one of those movies, at least in my opinion, where I could be like, oh, if I'm like in kind of a silly mood,
yeah,
maybe I'll find... It's like, no.
It was no Paul Blart.
I was straight-faced and walking away frequently during this movie.
Yeah,
my brain was trying so desperately to be distracted during this movie.
I'm hoping, for my sake, that the fact that Allegra and I watched it together helps her sit-through ability score, because it was nice having another person who was also being forced to consume this alongside you for the ride.
Yeah, Meg... I watched the first half when she was not in the house, so I wouldn't have to subject her to the whole movie.
Yeah.
And then I watched the second half with her paying absolutely zero attention. And
did that make
only,
you feel even more lonely in the experience?
She made such a good remark, a little bit, but she made such a good remark where she said, I'm only exposed to the, like, other senses of this movie other than my eyes, yeah, being in this room, and it's just constant noise.
Yeah.
There's never a moment of quiet in this movie.
No dead air.
Yeah,
for a single fucking
full
minute.
Full throttle, baby.
And yet the amount...
Isn't it exhilarating?
The amount of just like dead silence between Holland and I while watching this movie.
Yep.
This movie is a little bit what I imagine the Uncut Gems viewing experience might be, where you're just like on edge the whole fucking time.
Except Uncut Gems is such a better movie.
Yeah.
It's like if you didn't even get the pleasure of watching a good movie and you were just uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I just imagine, like, both similarly, you can't like settle into this movie.
No.
Nor can you.
You can't.
Uncut Gems.
And also, you know, I've talked about it at length, but like, one of my least favorite genres of movie is everything just continues to get worse until 20 minutes left in the movie.
When you
get some turnaround and like hope. Yeah. I hate it. I hate it so much.
It's just like,
other than Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, chaos, that's literally the only one I can stand.
Chaos for chaos's sake. It's just like, we just gotta add more.
Great. I'm
Pratfall. Pratfall. Pratfall.
Murder the car. Okay.
Oh my god, the car. Great.
Let's play a role play. All right. You are a movie executive, and I'm Ice Cube trying to pitch you my new family friendly film.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Hi, it's me, your favorite rapper, Ice Cube. Do I have an opportunity?
Hello, Mr. Cube.
Hello. Do I have the opportunity for you? What do you get when you combine two child actors who cannot act with the rip-roaring concept of murder car funny in the unbelievably amazing environment of Oregon highways?
Now, this is animated, right?
Nope, it's me. It's me, Ice Cube, and two just some of the most child actors you can.
Oh, wait. Find. You're in this?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm in it. I'm Ice Cube, and I'm going to be the face. And I won't even swear, except for maybe the D word.
Here's $30 to $32 million.
Fantastic. And no, I will not be rapping.
Well, I hope not. This is a family movie after all.
Yeah, don't worry. I would never.
But wait, hold on. There is a kid singing an entire 2.5 minute song in the movie though, right?
Oh yeah. And don't worry. I'll say she can sing, but that's not necessary. We don't need to get a child actor who actually knows how to sing.
Here is $30 to $32 million.
Oh, wait, you guys.
Hello, third executive.
Hey, I have some amazing news. I just got off the phone with Lincoln, and they're looking for a new movie to do some heavy product placement in. What kind of movie do you think we could do? Where we need to heavily feature a Lincoln Navigator.
Oh, don't worry. Everyone thinks it's really funny to just murder a car for 90 minutes.
So do you think it would convince people to not only buy a car, but then destroy it, so then they can buy another car?
It's the American way. Yes, first executive?
The tower's just been hit by a second plane.
So we just had this conversation in between the first plane and the second.
Damn, this movie was in development.
Money don't sleep.
It took them 4 years to get this off the ground and into theaters.
Listen, no one really wanted a wacky children's Holland, movie.
Holland, the whole Iraq thing really took this thing out of the limelight for a second.
I was really hoping we would have gotten it out the door faster, because you know what people really needed? Our country needed to heal in the wake
of that
terrible day?
The car originally was going to be a Hummer, but like we had to change due to brand deals.
Okay, anyways, so this movie, here's a summary of it. Jesus, that went on long.
Hold on, I'll edit that down, I'm sure.
Nick Persons.
It all in, baby.
Nick Persons?
His last name is Persons.
Wow.
Persons?
Man.
Do you want me to spell it for you?
Yes.
Persons.
I thought you were going to say P-U-R to save me a little bit. But
my name is Greg Peoples.
I am Gray Humans. Okay.
Okay,
Nick Persons is a selfish player who owns a collectibles sports shop in Portland. Everything in his life is perfect until he meets Suzanne Kingston, a businesswoman who has something he hates. Children. Lindsay and Kevin. That's a lot. Okay, hold on. They became friends and share good moments with each other. His peaceful life gets altered when she asks him to drive Lindsay and Kevin to Vancouver. That is not what happens. After they miss a plane and train, they drive. Okay, that's what happens. Unfortunately, Lindsay and Kevin hate Nick, and he has to try to make it to Vancouver, unaware of the terror and torture he is in for. And this summary is courtesy of Odyssey.
Oh, mononymous.
Wait, a Toyota Odyssey wrote this?
Yeah.
Cars are everywhere, man.
Fuck Lincoln Navigators. Okay. So, what do we do next? Happy. What do we do next in this?
We described the movie, so pre-watch notes?
Year it came out. It. Year it came out. Oh, year okay. It came out. So, it came out January 21st, 2005.
God, all these second movies by
January movie in a row.
Yeah, not a good sign.
Holland was 13, Allegra was 10, I was 8. The budget was between $20 and $32 million. Oh, not 30 and 32, 20 and 32.
That's a big range.
I know. I love when budgets have ranges. Cause it's like, obviously we know it's not like 32 million flat. So like, you can just say it was 25 million if it's between 20, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I'm pretty sure we saw it in theaters. You guys are pretty sure that our parents did not see it with us.
I thought I saw this on TV because I don't remember seeing the whole thing. But I don't
I honestly don't remember. I can see it either way. I can see us seeing this in theaters, but I think the thing is, I've only seen this movie one time in my life, and it was when I was 13, and I don't, I have no other memories of this movie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've only seen this movie once before.
Yeah, and you were probably 8.
Yes. I was probably 8.
But yeah,
I didn't remember fucking shit.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't do fucking shit.
Didn't reach out to mom because I'm like, sure she hasn't seen this. And then we talked to dad on the phone last night and he said he hadn't seen it. So let's get into pre-watch. No.
Let's get into pre-watch. Let's just get through this. No, I'm actually excited to talk about it. I just hated watching it. So my pre-watch notes are, I really don't want to watch this movie. I remember Ice Cube has a Lincoln Navigator and starts seeing a girl and agrees to help them move. It's like a super long drive to wherever they're going and the kids fuck with him and that's about it.
You remember more than I did.
Should I go next?
Oh, yeah, you can go next.
Ice Cube wants to impress a woman with children, so he volunteers to take the children, to some place requiring a car. Hijinks ensue, I assume. I also assume he gets the girl. I don't remember a villain.
My notes are...
The car?
Ice Cube has to take his girlfriend's children on a road trip for some reason. The girl was in School of Rock. That's all I got.
I'm surprised you remembered that.
I didn't. I had to like.
I did. I feel like.
I mean,
like,
when I saw her, I remembered but...
she was like a child I had seen before, and then like it clicked that it was School of Rock before I started watching it.
Gotcha. Man, oh man. I can't believe his last name is Persons.
I don't remember him saying that. God.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, it was the same with...
Because all I heard was Nick the Quick. Nick the Quick. He's Nick the Quick.
What a bad nickname.
Terrible.
It sounds like he does not last long in bed.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yes.
I don't know if it was just because I was high, and I haven't, last night was the first time I had been high all year. But I was like, is this movie, like, not too bad so far? I feel like until the children actually, like, really enter the narrative, I was like,
you mean the opening scene?
No.
Well, that doesn't count. That's just like a little small introduction.
But just like setting up Nick and his life and him and the 1 million driving her to work and driving her back off montages. I was like, this is fine. This is not the worst. But then the children arrived.
They laid a little bit of groundwork. We can give the movie credit for establishing, like, they became friends.
She still I guess, did...
until he was shamed into having a female friend and, like...
Don't be friends with women! Don't be friends with women! Really, this is a shame!
Like,
shame,
misogynistic shame. About it.
Gray, hold on. As a dude, Gray, have you ever experienced a situation where you and, let's say, several dozen bros are hanging out and they go, don't be friends with girls! Never be friends with girls! If you can't fuck them, you can't be friends with them!
Yeah.
That's just the male That's experience. True.
Let's get into scores.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, I forgot.
Nostalgia. Allegra?
One.
Okay, you gotta, you guys gotta give me some bumps for how 2005 this movie is, though.
I gave it a 2.
Okay. I gave you 2009? You should be reciprocal and give me 2005.
You didn't give me a whole point for Glee, woman.
Sit through ability.
4.
Okay.
I gave it a 1.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Okay. Lol factor.
3.
I gave it a 2.
God.
Oh, God.
This is a massacre.
Does it hold up?
I gave it like a 4. I feel like this one maybe could be.
It's
I
not
gave it a 2.
That bad.
It's, listen, it's not Kangaroo Jack bad.
Yeah.
I gave it a 2.
Okay.
Kangaroo Jack is way more misogynistic than this movie.
That's not the only thing dated about this. The CGI was terrible.
Oh my God, the deer.
The bobblehead.
Oh, the bobblehead.
The bobblehead. What was the point of the bobblehead? We'll get into it. We'll get into it. We'll get into it. Can I follow?
I gave it like a 7.
It was such a simple plot.
I gave it a 5.
It had a lot of nonsense. Just
yeah, but like you knew the whole. It was so simple. They had to get from point A to point B. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, but why? Truckers. What was the situation that, like, I still don't understand
they didn't have
how that all happened?
Parental supervision over Christmas because their mom had to go away on a business trip and she thought their dad was going to watch them, but he bailed at the last second right before she got on a plane. So then Ice Cube was like, here, I'll go get them and put them on a plane so they can just meet you there. And then obviously, a comedy of errors happens, but he's still just trying to get them to their mother for Christmas. It's
Dude,
not that
no
hard
that
to understand.
New Year's Eve, Holland.
Whatever! A holiday.
Holla is a word they said in this movie.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. My scores are my scores.
So, I was not expecting this bobblehead to play such a massive role.
Oh my God, the Tracy Morgan bobblehead. I was so upset when I realized this was going to be here the whole time.
They were like, well, we can't just have him take a friend. No, surely it would be weird for him to bring another adult man on this trip. Who will he have to like play off of to share his thoughts? Oh, I know. Tracy Morgan bobblehead.
It was so weird. I don't understand.
Dude, I don't. Tracy Morgan, like, doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I've never gotten into 30 Rock because I just don't like Tracy Morgan.
He is good in 30 Rock, though.
He
is good in 30
Rock.
He
grows on you in 30 Rock.
Yeah.
He finds his
He finds, like, the perfect balance of, like, silly and kooky.
And he's honestly, like, he's not in every episode.
And you're kind of supposed to be, to find his character, like,
extremely great.
Befuddling. And, yeah, like, you're not really supposed to know what to do with him.
I mean, to be fair, I've never gotten past, like, the second episode.
Mm. Although,
and that's not simply just because of Tracy Morgan, but he doesn't help. I've just
I haven't watched that show in a long time, so I actually have no idea how it holds up.
Either. I haven't watched it since college, but there are a few 30 Rock jokes that I'll think about often, and one was when, what was his name in the show? Tracy Jordan?
Yeah, something.
It was something like Tracy Jordan.
Yeah, I think so.
Where he was like trying to renegotiate his contract or something, and he refused to be on the fake SNL show. So he kept trying to sing copyrighted songs so they couldn't use any footage of him. And that was pretty good. It was a good gag.
Yeah.
Where he was like, "You can't film me. I'm not on this season of TV," or something like that.
Anyway, what song was that?
Uptown Girl. Obviously, I sing it so perfectly and on tune and in tune.
I got it.
Andy,
but yeah, but in this movie, not great.
Nope, not great. Ice Cube, such an unlikable character. So uncharming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He and all the kids, they're just like dead fishes. There's like no emoting happening. Oh.
But I will say, so adult of the woman character in the beginning of the movie to know when to call it quits with a toxic man because she knows he can't handle, which she is completely right about.
Yeah.
But then he ends up, and yeah, it's like the friend zone thing. And I'm like, yeah, you're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
I have a question for you, Gray. So hypothetically, you're a single mom with a deadbeat ex, and you need to bring your two children to you on a work trip unexpectedly. Your like carpool buddy offers to take them to Vancouver, but he's like several hours late. And he begs you to say goodbye to your children that he's known for a day, and he smooches them and says, "I love you."
That was so fucking weird.
Do you ask him out? Yes or yes?
Do you say, "I don't want to be friends with you because I want to be so much more"?
Dude. I don't even, I think I was so checked out that I don't even remember the goodbye that much.
That was the ending.
This was one day. One unbearably long day.
Oh my God. Why did this movie feel so much longer than it was?
It was 90 minutes and it felt like an eternity.
Yeah. There were too many things. There were too many.
There were so many
setups.
Dude, so every time I do all the little baby, it's not real research on the movie, but when I like add things in for the movie, I always open up the Wikipedia for that movie, and they always have a fully written out plot. This plot section is so long. It is word dense, and I'm like, this is a 90 minute movie. It's not supposed to be this long.
There's
so much happens.
Like, there's so many, there's so much, like, before they're even in the fucking car.
And, like, nothing of substance.
Like, they can't get through security at the airport. They try to go on a train, and then that doesn't work out. Then, like, they do the car for a little bit, but then it gets fucked up. And then they get on another train and leave it. It's like,
there was a moment where I was siding with Ice Cube, and I'm like, I'm gonna fucking, I'll hit these kids.
No, the kids were terrible.
At what
I wanted
point?
To
the
punch
kids were
that little
nightmares
boy so badly.
At what point did you just say, fuck it, these kids don't want to be found?
Yeah.
Let these
I know
kids go.
I know. I dude, honestly, I don't know why he was so, I mean, again, this is the part, this is one of the parts where I'm like, I can't follow the foolishness, is why he would just be like, I'm not telling your mom any of this.
Yeah.
Along the way, as she calls and she's like, oh, we've run into some fucking problems because
your
kid put a corkscrew in my jacket and got me like arrested at the airport.
Yeah.
Or like, although, oh yeah, honestly, your kids left me stranded on a train, or your kids drove off in my car. Like, oh my God, all of these things.
Also, you know, people are accidentally walking through with pocket knives all the time and they just throw them away.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was exactly. Also infuriating. You just throw it away.
Yeah, this movie's
at a 10. That wouldn't get you kicked out of the airport.
This movie's at a 10 at all times. At all fucking times. Like,
I mean,
trucker...
even the quote of, like, that you said at the beginning of the show, the, like, lady being like, that's disgusting, and starts hitting him. It's like, no one would hit that man holding his child going to the bathroom, presumably his child going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh yeah, I've been a mom, I've been there, in the air. Sorry.
You could even say that's disgusting, but who goes straight to hitting?
Yeah, I know. Or how about this? I'm going to save these kids, so I'm going to ram the car with my semi.
The vigilante trucker.
There are children in the car. The car you're currently ramming into with your semi.
And your intent by ramming them is to save the children.
Yeah. And then when the trucker kidnaps them, Ice Cube commandeers a vehicle and that guy smashes into the semi with the children in it too when he's trying to save them back. It's like, what is going on?
I did think it was funny.
And then he ruins that man's car and the guy's like, I'm so sorry, because he couldn't help him catch the children. And I'm like, he just ruined your car.
I did love that, like, the children immediately kidnapped. Ice Cube immediately gets picked up by another trucker. And the other guy was basically like, oh, it was Larry, wasn't it? He kidnapped your children thinking that you were a pedophile. This happens all the time. I'm so sorry.
Big Al.
Right.
Big Al is a problem on that radio.
I also thought it was really funny that, like, the mom, first, a long time, I did not know what the fuck her job was. Because they're like, she's a party planner. And then she's like, I have to go to Vancouver. And I'm like, for what party? What party desperately needs you in Vancouver? Is this a destination wedding? And then she's there and you see ice sculptures in the background. I'm like, what kind of a fucking ice sculpture festival is this lady fucking planning? And then it's like 8 p.m. when they arrive and like the snowman dance is happening.
Ice skating.
I was just like, what the fuck is with the late night snowman ice skating dance?
Wasn't it like New Year's Eve?
It was New Year's Eve, but it was weird.
It took me a long time to
Understand that.
That was also 1,000% not filmed in Vancouver. I could tell that was in Portland.
Yes. 100%.
1,000% never.
I'm like,
left
that's
Portland.
Right by my friend Kelly.
They drove from Portland to Portland.
Yeah. I'm like, that is on the river. I was just there.
Oh my God. Dude, when he is trying to get on the train with the horse.
With the horse?
That fake horse was so bad. Oh my God. That fake horse. I couldn't stop looking
at
it.
What about the deer?
It was hilarious.
What about the deer? The fake deer?
Oh my God. The fucking deer, dude.
Why is there a children's party in this movie? Why do we have to, like,
so many
detours? Why did the pharmacist have to be a clown at a children's party? And why are so many people resistant to helping an asthmatic child?
There's not, like, a single genuine moment of the three of them just, like, talking and bonding. It's just pure, like,
hey, that's
side
not true.
Quest.
That's not
he,
true.
He
says, like, hey, guys,
them.
Get over it. My dad left me, too.
Oh, my God. The hilariously, like, joyfully
the,
absent
like,
father.
2 minutes of silence while watching this man, like, toss a child.
They're right
the
outside his window, and he's just, like, holding his kid in the air, like, oh, my God.
The most joyous animated shit I've ever seen. Holland and I were dying at that part. Unintentionally hilarious.
Yeah, that part was
this
funny.
Movie
but yeah,
was...
they're having the whole conversation of like, you know, my dad left me too.
And like literally right
all
front
this
of the
stuff right in front of the house.
Just like, ha, 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 I love my new baby. Ha,
okay,
ha,
I have a question.
Fuck them kids.
I have a question. Did we ever take the GameCube in the car, and or was that possible? Because that child was playing a GameCube in the car.
I think we did take it up to the mountains a couple times.
Okay.
I've done it. I did it a lot in Blake's car.
Mm, okay.
We played Kirby Air Rider.
Fucking nice.
In between, when his mom would take us to Taekwondo.
Actually, I feel like I have a vivid memory of playing Monkey Ball in the car.
Yes, we definitely played Monkey Ball in the Sequoia. Mm-hmm. God, what a small screen to play split screen.
Oh my God.
We had youthful, good eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We had better eyesight. We were so familiar with the game that, like, it didn't need to be that big.
Yeah, exactly. It did not matter. I know. I recently played, I mean, recently, it was like 3 years ago at least, but played like a newer Monkey Ball game on either the Switch or the Wii U. I don't remember. And it was, dude, muscle memory. I was like Jason Bourne. It just came back to me like nothing. And Blake and I were playing like story mode, and I was getting so into it. We played for like 4.5 hours, like taking turns every other death. And I didn't want to leave. I like want, he was like,
oh,
I have a life. I need to go do things. And I was like, no, this was way pre-children. This was like pre him getting married, so this had to have been 4 years ago, but still I was just
that
like
takes me
I
back,
need it
dude.
I need
just,
it
that takes me back to like being in Allegra's room. Mm-hmm. I feel like for some reason yes. We always would play Monkey Ball in Allegra's room.
Well, and the GameCube was usually in her room like
yeah
regularly,
but we brought it to Gray's room when it was like Tommy playing Monkey Ball.
No, I remember yeah, Tommy playing it in your room, too.
I remember, I mean, we played it in your room, too, but then I got the bigger TV, and I think that's when.
That's true.
Because you had a TV before I did. No one cares about this.
I know, we're really getting in the weeds.
I do have, like, a...
But it's a very specific collective experience where you're just, like, watching someone be really good on story mode of a game, and you're just, like... It's just fun to watch people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't know. The Harry Potter video game.
Harry Potter. Oh my God. And then you just take turns. And like, yes. you don't mind when you have to give up your turn because you're still just like, it's engaging no matter what.
You see, Pac-Man, before Twitch, we would just go to our friends' houses and watch them play video games.
Exactly. Wait, Holland, what did you say?
The Pac-Man world.
Pac-Man World 2.
Pac-Man World 2.
Oh my God. The Pac-Man World 2.
I fucking loved
2.
That game.
I was so bad at it because I was like really young at that point. So I would just watch Holland play.
That one we played in my room or for some reason. Oh,
yeah, okay, guys.
Anyway, I'm going to probably edit out all of this. But you know what? We're reminiscing.
Okay.
You can leave in the first part. You can leave in the first part when we like kind of relate to the video game
the
in the back
Cube
of the
in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. But... I did not, while we're on the topic, I did not, like, I got whiplash when I realized, like, oh, the dad is not just a deadbeat. He has a whole ass other family.
That
his kids don't
just,
know
like,
about.
Yeah, it wasn't just, like, oh, he was fine and he was with another woman. That would have, because their whole arc was, like, our parents are going to get back together.
Yeah.
Not... I never see my dad. And then it just like flipped on it. Like, oh, it just flipped so
crazy town
aggressively. And I definitely got whiplash.
Even
and
the bobblehead was crying.
Oh my God. The bobblehead. Why was there a bobblehead?
He like, was he... there to be Ice Cube's in.
Conscience.
So...
Yeah.
Like the opposite of his conscience.
You know, the bobblehead kind of reminded me of 27 Dresses when the bitchy sister was like a total nightmare the whole time. And then at the end, she's somehow the voice of reason.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah, the whiplash at the end when he's like, you know what? You can be like
a new dad.
You can. I don't even remember what he said.
You can be like me. I didn't have a dad and look at me.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you call a 50-year-old single
guy? Which
guy?
Immediately came immediately after he said the word gigolo. He was like, it was like the woman left and he's like, you don't need her. You need to, like, you should go out on the town in Vancouver and, like, get up on some gigolo shit. Or I don't remember what he said, but I know gigolo. He said the word gigolo. And then Ice Cube was like, I don't know. I don't know if I feel like it. And he's like, you know what?
You know what they call a single you know man what they
call you know what they call a single man in his 50s? Lonely. And you're like, what? You just told him to go be a gigolo.
Oh, man. Okay, so wait. I just want to read out
four
bullet points in a row.
Okay. Okay.
Because, again, so much happens in this movie, and it happens so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, dad has a whole ass other family. Oh my god, the singing. No. Oh man, it's the whole song. Do not feed the wildlife.
Oh my god. Also, it's crazy that the climax of this movie is the trucker kidnapping the children from Ice Cube.
I know, because he needs to come out as the good guy somehow.
And then them, like, crashing into this New Year's party on the ice and him almost getting arrested. It's absolutely, like, what?
Like, dude, what? Okay. When they were, like, crying in the woods together, there was still 20 minutes left of this movie. Like, 20 whole minutes.
Like, after the deer stuff happened?
Yeah, after the deer stuff, and they, like, confide in each other, and they're just, like, crying together. I'm like, that's where you just go, like, we're gonna get into town. He's gonna drop off the kids. It's gonna be late. Like, you didn't need the trucker part.
No.
You didn't need it. They were like, we're only at 71 minutes. We need to make this a full feature-length movie. So then they added that bullshit. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back for Gray. Was that moment. That's when I was, like, fully checked out.
Yeah, there was just so much, like, slapstick chaos the whole time that at the end it was just exhausting.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm so sick of nothing happening except just noise. I wrote down
that this movie was kind of like Jingle All the Way, except with none of the charm.
Does like, Jingle All the Way have charm? I haven't seen it.
Jingle All the Way is not good, but I feel like it at least is like venturing into so bad it's good territory. And like Sinbad is funny in that movie, even though... Like, Sinbad knows it's a piece of shit, but he's still, like, going for it, you know? And what's his face? Phil Hartman is in it, and he's always good. But it's just, like, a dog shit movie. But this was just, like, there was zero charm. I didn't care about anybody in this movie.
I like to imagine
the kids
scene,
were annoying.
Yeah, the woman's personality was girl.
Yeah.
So when the mom is calling him, like, you're 2 hours late, where the fuck are my kids? And her boss is like, we need you in there.
I was about to bring that up, where I'm like, who in the right... And this was also before I realized what this party was.
Yeah.
So I was like, who in the right mind would tell a mother to worry about a work party over her kids when they're with, like, a stranger?
I know.
A strange man, and they're 3 hours late.
I was like, your kids were taken? Who gives a shit? It was your decision to leave your kids with a virtual stranger. That's not my problem. Now get back to this ice sculpture party.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. My flabber was gassed.
Speaking of gassed, Agatha just farted.
Oh, no. It hasn't reached me yet.
It smells so fucking bad. It smelled as bad as this movie was to experience, Greg, give you...
Dude, I don't even know where to go with this movie. This movie was so upsetting for me the whole time.
Do you think Ice Cube had a curse on him? Several, but like one where he had to pick up the phone first ring no matter what. Because he's out there doing horse stunts, and he's like, one second, my phone has rung one time. It's very, I'm like, leave it alone. Call her after you're not on a horse.
You were already telling her, let me call you back in 5 minutes. Just let that go to voicemail, bro.
Yes.
You're on a horse.
I think whatever cursed him to imagine a bobblehead talking to him all the time is the same thing that's cursed him
to have to pick up the phone after one ring. God. This movie was so 2005. The opening credits were very Pimp My Ride, including the freaking spinny rims.
The spinny rims, Holland. Come on.
Oh my God.
Honestly, you want to know why my nostalgia factor is a 2 and not a 1?
The most elaborate nutshot. Because
the Lincoln Navigator reminded
me. Well, yeah, I know. I was like, that's Tommy's car.
That was Tommy's car. And I remember I was watching this when he first got it from the shop and he's driving around town. I'm like, this is what Tommy thought he looked like in this car.
Yeah, but his was older.
That was the only part of the
movie older and shittier.
Yeah.
That was the only part of the movie where Ice-T actually looked like he was Ice Cube. Fuck, Ice Cube. This is Josh's fault.
Ice Tray.
Ice Box. Ice is an SVU. Excuse me.
I know.
Yeah, listen, this is Ice Box. The little giant. The little giantess.
The name's Ice.
We still have never watched Hocus Pocus for the podcast, have we?
Not yet.
No, we need to.
I'm sure it's been on the list.
Yeah, it's just never been chosen. Yeah, I don't know. There's really not that much else to say.
For a movie where so much happens, I have so few thoughts.
Yeah, we can be done now, right?
Yeah.
We've talked, I think, literally as much as we possibly could about this.
Another hamster dance feature in one of the movies. Oh my god,
hamster dance.
And it, like, literally, like, hypnotizes all of them to just, like, shut the fuck up and, like, vibe for a second on the road. And I'm like, the hypnotic sway of the hamster dance.
I feel like there was no way that was the song that they were envisioning when they were acting that scene out.
Yeah.
And that was just like Columbia, like the studio was like, this is what you're putting in. They're like, are you fucking serious?
How many
but
movies?
it did like remind me of when we were little and we were just like Radio Disney all day, every day. That's all we're listening to.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine how our parents felt about that.
You know, I feel like during the draft episode, I predicted that this movie would be C-Spot Run levels, and then there was the hamster dance.
Yeah, it's connections, baby.
Have we watched any other movie with a hamster dance in it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Hamstergate. If it's in the movie, it's a terrible movie.
Ooh, I wonder if that roof... That could be just a new rule. If the hamster dance is in your movie, it's not going to be good.
It's an omen of death.
We should eat.
What was C-Spot Run? What did we get for that? Or what did we give it?
I think the appropriate for children might have helped it out a little bit. But
yeah, had we had
it was
score,
a 61.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be lower.
No, yeah, the...
Well, I don't have appropriate for children bolstering my score.
Yeah, you have
score.
Nothing holding this up. I'm so shocked that Allegra gave you as high of scores as she did.
Hey. We made the most of it.
How are you?
We made the most of our viewing experience, and you can't take that away from her.
It was really bad.
Okay, fine. Just give me the final score. I keep getting movies that are so bad that there's like not even that much I can do. I had to defend basketball last time.
I liked basketball more than this.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Basketball was way more fun than this movie. This movie felt like being on a road trip with children. The only thing I changed was I bumped nostalgia to 2.
Okay.
You bumped nostalgia to 2. I'm not changing any of my scores.
Any bonus points?
We
had some laughs, Allegra.
Hold on, let me think about it. Give me a sec.
Oh, God. I'm looking at my notes to see if I could give a bonus point, and I just have a note that says, the smell of child barf in that car.
Hey, you know what I know you chuckled at? Do you have any Justin Timberlake or Clay Aiken?
Yeah, and Ice Cube was like, this kid is racially... What was it?
Ethnically challenged.
Oh.
You laughed at that.
I laughed at the... I said, okay, Clay Aiken was funny. Oh, I did think it was funny when they're, like, at the train station and the kids are like, oh, no, I lost my toy, which, you know, did end up being important later because that's where the kid kept his inhaler. But, like, Ice Cube is like, where the fuck are these kids? And he looks outside and they're, like, putting the cape on the toy so as slowly. Fucking possible. I was like, that honestly, look, it was so funny. It almost felt like it was on purpose. So I'll give it to that. That's okay, my bonus point. The
kid's just being, I also thought it was funny when they were like, I think he wants us to jump on a moving train. And then they just started laughing because I was like, that is funny.
They're just staring at him. That is like,
ridiculously crazy.
He goes through, like, he's like running through 12 cars of a moving train. And they're like, no, we're not fucking jumping on a moving train, you at like what?
Anyway, Gray, do you want to give me a pity bonus point?
I'll give you a bonus point for the fake horse because that made me laugh.
Okay, thank you, I appreciate
horse
it.
Horse stunts.
Okay, so the final score.
I'm training for a half marathon right now because my punishment is going to be running.
You gotta do some beer drinking practice too.
The final score comes out to 33.
Oh my god. So that's less than Kangaroo Jack, but it's more than Chuck and Larry.
That makes it the the second, no, the worst movie of the season.
Well, yeah.
Followed closely by Basketball.
Yep.
And then Coming to America. And then 27 Dresses.
Yep. 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 I know.
Oh, man. That is so funny. All right.
It's a fucking sticker.
Let me do some real, very air quoted fun facts. Budget between 20 and 32 million. Box office 97.9 million.
I have a coin.
On the train, Kevin asks Lindsay.
Wait, 97 million?
Almost 98.
Wow. It did
get a lot of it in the first like 3 weekends. Meaning people were tricked.
The sequel's called Are We Done Yet? Which is something I was asking myself the entire time.
Yeah.
On the train, Kevin asks Lindsay if Nick can catch them, and she replies, maybe 10 years ago. This is a reference to the movie Friday, also starring Ice Cube and Nia Long, in which Cube's character, Craig Jones, can't keep up with Lil' Chris. Didn't know if anyone would find that interesting. I've never seen the movie Friday.
Yeah.
The bobblehead based...
comes from.
Oh, I loved how this was a fucking fun fact or a trivia piece on IMDb. The bobblehead, based on Leroy Satchel Paige, only speaks to Nick through his conscience, which explains why no one else can hear him.
Wow. Thanks, IMDb.
I never would have known that.
This I thought was funny because it's how I felt about this movie, but... A TV show, Are We There Yet?, is based on this film and its sequel, created by both Ice Cube and Ali LaRoy. Terry Crews, who stars as Nick Persons, was initially excited for the TV version as it gave him the chance to headline his own show. He grew to despise the show because of its crushing workload, dull scripts, and the general apathy of everyone involved.
Wow. Yeah, Terry Crews is better than that.
Rotten Tomatoes, a review aggregator, reports that 12% gave Are We There Yet? A positive review. The average rating is 3.5 out of 10.
Wow. Great. Great job at just choosing the worst fucking shit
Yeah, this one was bad.
Imaginable. This one
was bad. Are you saying for the stinker wheel?
Yeah, for the stinker wheel. This is, you've outdone yourself.
Wait, were both of these my picks?
No.
Paul Blart was Holland's. Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
All right. All right. We are getting to...
Let's flip a coin for Gray. All
right. To coin. Heads. I don't know if you can fucking see any of that. It's a nickel.
Yeah, a nickel. All
right, call it.
Eds.
No.
God damn it.
How is this possible?
Yes, yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. That is so good. This is going to save my marriage.
What are your good ones again? What? Meg just said on Paul Blart and Are We There Yet?
Actually, no, hey, but to be fair, Meg and I did have a fun time watching Paul Blart.
Okay. True, yeah.
And also, somewhat to be fair, she did not pay attention to this movie.
She was I can't.
Okay, so my movies are Without a Paddle and Superbad.
Oh, right.
Wow, one of these things is not...
Honestly,
like
Gray, you don't have to do this, but you are so far ahead that I feel like if you did Without a Paddle, and even if it was actually bad, it might be more fun than watching Superbad.
Yeah, you're not hurting. But truly, it's up to you.
But yeah,
it does
whatever you want.
You're no, fine. I know. I'm at an impasse. I'm like, do I just say fuck it? Or do I just, like, not subject us to potentially a terrible movie?
This one's, like, heavy nostalgia, though.
It's also, like...
I love Seth Green.
I don't think it's going to be nearly as bad as the two we just watched.
And Super
this
Bad
one's, like, mid. This one's, like, on the
This
fence.
One's, like, mad.
Mad.
The way you said that was just really funny.
Greg, do you think you bring out the Californian in Holland and I? Like, in a way that we never get to be at work?
Oh, my God, there was a sequel to Without a Paddle?
There was?
I don't remember
yes.
that.
Wow, that's a bad tomato score.
So the first one has a 14% tomato meter, but a 68% audience score. Without a Paddle 2? Was this like a direct-to-video? Oh, yeah, because it has none of the same people in it.
Rotten Tomatoes gives it 14% with an average rating of 3.9 out of 10. Not enough to... No, I'm not doing this.
Whatever you want to do.
It's 2 hours.
Whatever you want to do. An hour 40. Less than two. It's closer to 130 than two, technically.
Yeah, I don't mind either way.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll do Without a Paddle.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Nostalgia play. I think it'll get good nostalgia.
I've definitely seen...
I feel like I've seen this.
I don't know.
Great.
Is sealed.
I just got a 33. I think you're fine.
You're right. We're going to... Fine. All right.
I've seen...
It's just going to be fun.
We only have one more movie left. And here, let me... let me see.
Wait, we only have one more movie left?
Each.
Like, we only have one more round after this.
Holland hasn't even cracked the 100 yet.
You have, like, 90 points. Not 90. You have 176, and Allegra has 182, and you don't even have a movie yet. So, I think you're fine. But also, at the same time, we could probably talk a lot about Superbad. It's such an iconic movie.
Nope. I'm doing Superbad. I'm doing Superbad.
Okay.
Locked in.
Okay.
That's my final answer.
I've only seen Superbad once. But okay. I'm sure it'll be a great time.
Okay. Superbad. Okay. Well, fine.
I need to dominate. It's not just that I win, others need to lose.
This is a very Max Verstappen attitude of yours, Grade, where you just can't leave any points on the table, even if it were for the team. You have your reasons.
This is for my team. I do this for my team.
Team.
I do this for Tifosi? Hold on, what is it?
Tifosi? That's for Ferrari.
I know, but I'm saying I'm doing it for the team.
You're doing it for the Tifosi. Okay. Well, next week we're watching Superbad. Please follow us on Instagram at LatchkeySibs. You can email us at LatchkeySibs@gmail.com. You can vote on our scores if you check our Instagram stories. But that's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. If you want to go and take a ride with me, we'll be willing in the fall with the goldies.